The images of the terrorist attacks in New York City and at the Pentagon have prompted an unprecedented charitable response from across the United States. Blood centers are overwhelmed, and the American Red Cross is reporting tens of millions of dollars in donations from citizens and businesses. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Seattle.
So many people want to give something, anything, to help the relief efforts that the website of the American Red Cross is moving in slow motion. Phone calls to the organization's helpline are left waiting.
Due to the overwhelming response to this disaster, the phone lines are very busy. We appreciate your generosity and ask for your patience.
The United Way and local New York charities are reporting the same thing. Crowds of people at their doors and on their phone lines wanting to help. Bob Leroy from the Red Cross headquarters in Washington says they've raised at least $6 million from their website, but can't even guess how much more is coming in through other channels.
And I honestly don't have a total. This is really an unprecedented outpouring.
Including $10 million from the Lilly Foundation, $6 million from Coca-Cola, $3 million from Novartis and Cisco Systems. Meanwhile, on the Internet, hundreds of websites are providing ways to get money to relief efforts. Amazon.com has raised over $3 million from its customers at a rate so fast you can see the total changing by thousands as you watch. Patty Smith is a spokesperson for the online bookseller.
We are overwhelmed. I don't think in our wildest dreams we thought we would get so much so fast. I mean, it hasn't even been 48 hours and we're well over $1 million a day.
Most major bank chains have set up ways to donate at their branches. The YMCA is raising $1 million from its centers. Other businesses across the country are providing what they specialize in. Heinz is giving food to relief workers. Starbucks, coffee. AT&T is handing out $10 million worth of phone cards. Small companies are pitching in where they can. Bluefly.com, a clothing retailer in New York, is offering office space for displaced businesses. CEO Ken Seif.
It's a whole vacant floor, and what we're going to try to do is help them get set up, give them a temporary home while they're sorting out what they're going to do with their businesses and where they're going to go.
On the West Coast, in Malibu, California, Gladstone's Fish Restaurant is donating all their proceeds on Sunday. Employee Christine Lloyd.
I think a lot of people are maybe feeling guilty now about going out and having a good time whilst there's a lot of misery and suffering. And what we're saying, come out, help us contribute to this time and join with us in contributing.
Businesses are wary, though, about crossing the fine line between charity and self-promotion. A few major corporations have sent out press releases trumpeting their gifts. Others, according to the Red Cross, have given anonymously. The largest reported gift has been from General Electric, which pledged $10 million to the families of killed rescue workers. Officials at the company declined comment today, saying they wanted to keep the gift low profile. Public or private, Bob Leroy at the American Red Cross regrets that they haven't had the time yet to express appreciation to everyone.
We're terribly grateful. We want to thank people for their generosity as well as for their patience and assure them that each and all of them will be recognized.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.